Welcome to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Wink. Welcome to the show. So, a little teaser. How would you respond or would you react if someone said to you, I'm really disappointed in you? I've got lots of other people in my life that do not disappoint me. What feelings would come up? Like, where would that hit you? Maybe it wouldn't hit you in any particular way at all. So where that came from and how I handled it is all coming up. But first, I'm going to talk about, I'm recording this from Anthony's Key Resort in Roatan, Honduras. I just completed my first full week of scuba diving. So I got certified in February in Monterey, which is, if you're not familiar, the California water, because it comes south from, you know, like the Arctic, is it's cold no matter where you are. And Monterey, being up a little bit further north than the sunny beaches of Malibu, is really, really, really fucking cold. So you got to wear 7mm wetsuits and hoods and gloves and boots and all that thing, and it's still freezing. Whereas here, the water is a consistent 84 degrees, and oh my gosh, the amount of stuff I have seen in the past 5 days of diving. I've seen sea turtles, I've seen octopuses, I've seen a sea turtle swim past an octopus, a lot of crabs, a lot of lobster, the most spectacular array of colorful fish, the coral formations, and last night saw the most spectacular display I've ever seen. It gets referred to as a string of pearls, but it's these ostracods is what they're called, doing their mating, and this happens during a night dive. And basically, everyone has to turn off all of their lights, so you're there in the dark, and you start seeing one light, and then another light, and then in a perfectly straight line, another one and another one. And it's almost like a lot of Christmas lights underwater, because this is apparently what these ostracods do as part of their mating, is they line up, and then somehow they find their mate based on how they line up. And it's just the most brilliant straight lines. And if you move your hands around, you start to see, because that, I guess, gets them to bioluminesce if they get perturbed a little bit. So you start seeing like these little sparks basically on your hands as you move them in the water. And so it's like you're a magician and this magic is just happening all around you. And got to be swimming among the stars is how it felt like. And then get up on the boat and then look up and see just the most brilliant display of stars in the sky. And that was my last dive last night, because you're supposed to wait 24 hours before you fly out. And I fly out early tomorrow morning. It was just the most amazing way to end it. And I've been so happy, and it's been so easy. And so many times you'll hear people tell, you know, how hard it is and how difficult and all these scary things that happen. And I set out when I got here going like, no, man, I want this to be fun and enjoyable. That's my intention. I'm going to take all the good advice I can from all the fantastic divers, because my friend Ed, he's been diving for years, and then the group I've been with is even more experienced than him. And when they're like, oh yeah, here's what's going to happen and here's how you want to handle it, I don't go, hey man, don't you tell me what to do. I go, thank you very much. That sounds like some good information. So I do what to avoid the jellyfish when I get out of the water at night. Okay. Let me give that a go. I'm sure that they won't be a problem. And for me, they weren't a problem because I didn't want them to be a problem. And what I want to, the theme of this podcast really is, you know, because last podcast I talked about the various games of life and how we want to pick which game that we want to play to basically maximize the amount of fun. Because really, there's no winning. It's just how much do you enjoy playing it out. There's a lot of games to participate in. This past week, I've been playing the game of become a really good scuba diver. And there's also the side game happening of meet a bunch of new people in a new location, and that's where the teaser of the comment, the very poking comment that I got from someone came from, and you know, we'll get to that. And so you've picked a game then the question is, well, how do you want to play it to have the most fun? And there's always the option to make a game really, 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 really fucking hard and miserable. And this, unfortunately, has become the default way that a lot of people play games, and a lot of people teach us how to play the new games. Of, you know, you're about to get that medical procedure? Let me tell you about how awful that was for me. And, oh, I heard this other horror story that went even worse. So this is now going to be an incredibly frightening and nerve-wracking game for you to play of have the necessary medical procedure. And in previous podcasts, I've talked about that you don't have to play that game. You can play the game of, this is something that has to happen. I'm going to make it as easy and as fun and enjoyable as I can, and I'm going to have it be quick, and I'm going to have it be as painless as possible. Like, there's statistics, and then there's where do you want to be in the statistics. I always want to be a statistical anomaly in the, wow, that's almost a miracle, you know, how little pain, how quick they got healed. That's what I've been deciding how I want to direct my life for most things. And that's what I did with the scuba diving. And the thing is, I'm learning, you know, my mentor Jim Fortin likes to say, you know, how you do one thing in life is how you do everything in life. And so I'm really starting to see that, you know, I had this intention for, you know, my diving. And but just because that's how it is with diving, it's hard to not do that when it comes to relationships. And so, you know, there's only so much diving you can do in the day. And so then there's the interaction. And so, you know, we're here in this beautiful resort island, and there's, you know, pools, and there's other people. I'm with a group, and then there's other groups. So I started, you know, meeting, hanging out with this other group of, like, really raucous, really fun, amazing people. And, you know, start, you know, hanging out with them sometimes. And one of the group is this, you know, really, really amazing woman who's a, you know, certified dive instructor, and, you know, has, you know, all these other adventurous qualities. And, you know, it's very fun to get to know her and learn things. And, you know, she's like, hey, yeah, you should come to this blackwater dive we're doing. You know, you go out like a couple miles, you know, in the middle of the night, and they drop you in on about a 50-foot tether, and then you get a little tether, so you get about your own 10 feet, and you're out there, and, you know, you'll see some really amazing stuff that you never see because it's so dark and you're so far out, and I think you'd really like that. And keep in mind, I'd just done my first night dive ever in my life, and I only have about, you know, 11, 12 dives. Whereas, you know, most of the people I'm with are well over 100 dives into the 200. One guy I'm with, he's going to get his 400th dive today. And, you know, so I go and ask them, I'm like, yeah, what do you guys know about these blackwater dives? And they're like, oh my gosh, I've done one, but I would not recommend. It's like a bucket list item, something to do, but boy, it was not fun. I don't think I would ever do it again. It's kind of advanced because there's a lot going on, and wouldn't recommend it for you. And I'm like, you know what? I'm okay. So, you know, the next day I tell her, I'm not going to do the blackwater dive. Just, you know, and she's like, well, why not? I'm like, I don't want to. There's other things I want to do. I don't want to do that. And I could tell she was really disappointed. She really wanted me to go, and then she said, like, I really thought this would be, you know, something right up your alley. I'm disappointed with you. And that hurt. I was like, you know, even though having to know this person for a week, but there's still that when someone says I'm disappointed, it can get to that part of, well, who else have I disappointed in my life, right? You know, important mentors, parents, things like that. And this is really where, you know, well, how do I want this interaction to go? Because, you know, me 10 plus years ago, it would have been, oh, let's argue this out. Like, no, I am not a disappointment. Let me explain to you, and let me make you wrong so that I can be right. And I didn't want to go there because I didn't want to fight, because there's nothing to fight about, really, right? I don't want to do this thing. She wanted me to do the thing. So I just said, like, well, I'm a disappointing person, I guess. And, you know, that's just who I am. You'd have to get used to it if you want to hang out with me. You know, mostly joking. And then she says, like, well, I have lots of men in my life that are not disappointments. So kind of too bad for you. And I just said, well, then that's terrific. I'm glad you got some great people in your life. And she kind of had enough and was like, well, I got to get going to go get ready for the black water dive. And I'm like, all right, take it easy. And I was just, it was just kind of a, you know, one of those where I ended up being more disappointed that, you know, she would have this reaction. I wasn't angry. I wasn't. And I, because, you know, one of the things we talk about on the show in previous episodes is forgiveness, where if someone, you know, wrongs you and you feel angry or upset, that then you need to practice forgiveness. One thing that I'd been told often is if once you start practicing forgiveness long enough, that at some point you no longer really need to forgive. Because the saying I'd heard, and I think it might have been a Neil Donald Walsh saying, is, you know, a master doesn't need to forgive because a master understands. And I'm not saying that I'm a master in any way. I'm just saying in this one instance, I understood. So I didn't even get mad. It was just like, oh, she really wanted me to go. And it hurt that I didn't go. And so she kind of like lashed out. And I was very happy that I didn't, you know, lash out, you know, in kind and just sort of escalate and make things. It was one of those when I you know, because I like to run a little game tape of how could I've handled that better. Instead of being kind of like the more jokey, I really wish I would have gone like, hey, I get it. It's disappointing. And that's really cool that you'd like me to go. And it's, you know, I'm just not going to go. And you're a really cool person. And another activity, I'd love to hang out with you. Just, this is not, and it's totally okay that you're, you know, not happy with it. I wish I would have handled a little bit more like that than just sort of like joking it away. Yeah, you know, we're living, we're learning, we're finding ways to do better. Just like in scuba diving, there's, you know, I, you know, make mistakes there and it's like, oh, I could have done that better. I should have done, you know, worked on my breath control more than, you know, inflating or deflating the amount of, to change my amount of buoyancy that way. So, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And so just that, like, oh, I want things to be relaxed and easy and, you know, not stressful. This one situation that in the past and, you know, would have been really stressful for me, like getting criticized. Like, I spent so much of my life to do things to not be criticized, right? Like, you know, getting advanced education, like, you know, being nice to people, driving the right kind of car, living in the right kind of place, all these things to please other people. And, just the fact is that if you're living your life, you're going to disappoint people. You're going to disappoint a lot of people. Yet the most important person that you want to avoid disappointing, that's yourself. So in that situation, I might have disappointed her, but I didn't disappoint myself. I was very proud of myself for being firm. This is what I can do. This is what I can't do. And I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to get in an argument over something that there's nothing to argue about. It's just two differences of opinion. Happens all the time. If we can't figure out how to not argue about differences of opinion, then it's going to be a rough ride. We've all probably had a lot of experiences like that, and we see it, you know, in other people, we see it on the news, things like that. And I'm at a point where I'm just opting out, man. So because I want to be the director of my life. I want things to go smooth. I want things to go easy. I want things to be enjoyable. You know, I want to enjoy an enjoyable paradise like experience, and I want you to do too. And that doesn't mean you got to go scuba diving, although if you do, hit me up. You know, I got some great recommendations now. I would say I officially do not suck at diving, getting better and better every day. But you know, these ways of coming up with new situations, they apply to any situation you want to tackle. So yeah, curious, how would you have responded to that situation? And then how would you like to respond if you were in a similar situation? And, you know, so find me on social media, Justin Wenck, W-E-N-C-K. I'm on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And then you want to send a little email, podcast@justinwenck.com. And remember to subscribe. If you'd rate me 5 stars, I would love it. If you're like, this is not so good, the audio quality's kind of gone downhill, I recognize that. I'm traveling, so I do not have my lovely Shure microphone with me, so I'm doing the best I can with the best I got. And, you know, we'll get the audio quality back up when I am back in the U.S. and got all my good equipment. But, you know, feel free to let me know. I will listen to you on the email or the social media. So, you know, let it out. Just, tell a friend. Tell a friend, you know, don't have any friends. Tell a stranger. They say don't talk to strangers. You're not a kid anymore. So it's okay. You can talk to strangers. You can take care of yourself. It's okay. And tell them about the show. All right, everybody. My next stop will be Belize. So I should be doing a show from there as well. So until then, good day.